So in 2025 alone, there were over 4.1 billion public certificates issued. But if I asked you to locate all of yours right now, there is a 66% chance you'd be operating completely in the dark. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking directly at you today, the CISOs, CTOs, and CIOs leading mid-tier enterprises. Our mission here is to unpack exactly why the status quo of PKI and DNS is, well, it's failing, and why it's suddenly this massive board-level risk.
Yeah, I mean, PKI was always supposed to be this invisible infrastructure, right? You just set it up and expect it to work. But the operational demands have just accelerated right past the manual, spreadsheet-based models that most organizations are actually still using.
Right, it's gone from a quiet background process to literally a leading cause of unplanned outages. But the traditional logic is, just revoke a compromise key.
Well, yes, but that relies on mechanisms like certificate revocation lists and OCSP, which we know are really struggling under internet scale load.
Yeah, because of the revocation fallacy.
Exactly. Take OCSP, for instance. It relies on a soft fail design. So if a browser cannot reach the responder to check a certificate status, it often just, fails open and trusts the certificate anyway.
Oh, wow. So because revocation is effectively broken at scale, regulators are just stepping in to limit the blast radius instead.
That's exactly it.
Right, by forcing much shorter certificate lifespans. I mean, the CA browser forum timeline is incredibly aggressive. We are down to 200 days now, dropping to 100 days in 2027, and hitting a mere 47 days by 2029.
Yeah, and that shrinking lifespan mandate is really just one piece of the puzzle. It's colliding head-on with a second massive force, which is the sheer volume of identities.
Because we aren't just authenticating human users anymore.
Exactly. We are dealing with an absolute explosion of machine identities, IoT devices, autonomous AI agents.
Right. And then there's the post-quantum factor.
Yes. The third force in this collision is the post-quantum cryptography pull forward. The whole harvest now, decrypt later threat means the timeline to upgrade our cryptographic algorithms is moving a lot closer.
So you have shrinking lifespans, exploding volume, and a looming fundamental cryptographic shift all happening at exactly the same time. Which brings us to the silent bottleneck in all of this.
DNS.
The secret killer, yeah.
Right, because to get a certificate, you have to prove you own the domain. With the new 47-day mandate, it's like having to renew your passport every 47 days, but then realizing the underlying background check for it expires every 10 days.
That is a perfect analogy. And the reason that happens is because CA browser forum rules restrict how long validation data can actually be reused based on the certificate's overall lifespan.
Oh, I see.
So that 47-day mandate basically compresses the domain validation reuse window down to just 10 days. It transforms from the static task into a recurring high-frequency dependency.
And in most enterprises, the PKI and DNS teams are completely siloed. So to pass that 10-day background check, someone on the PKI team has to submit a ticket to the DNS team, wait for it to be routed, wait for approval, and wait for it to be actioned every 10 days.
Yep. And a simple DNS process error now just equals a catastrophic certificate outage, which you cannot automate if you don't even know what certificates you have.
Precisely. That visibility gap you mentioned at the start is severe. With only 34% of organizations maintaining a complete up-to-date inventory, the majority are trying to manage this high-speed collision completely in the dark.
I hear the argument for automation, but let's talk budget for a second. Ripping and replacing infrastructure to automate all this is incredibly expensive for a mid-tier enterprise. Is the ROI actually there?
Well, it comes down to resource allocation and risk. The math simply no longer supports human speed management.
Because of the sheer volume.
Exactly. Every engineering hour wasted updating manual spreadsheets, chasing down untracked certificates, or just waiting on DNS tickets is an hour stolen directly from actual security work, like threat hunting. Manual management is a direct diversion of your most valuable engineering talent.
So if you are a CISO listening to this, staring down that 47-day mandate, the reality is pretty stark. The shift from a manual reactive posture to an automated proactive one isn't just some nice-to-have vendor upgrade anymore.
No, it is the only operating model permitted by these new regulatory realities.
Yeah.
Automation is a structural requirement moving forward. You just can't outstaff this problem.
Let's leave you with this to mull over. If a quantum-capable adversary broke current asymmetric cryptography tomorrow, would your existing DNS and PKI workflows allow you to rotate your entire state and time? Or would your own invisible, neglected infrastructure be the bottleneck that stops you?